Welcome to Zichur Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today Masechta Sota, Daf Chav Zayin, the end of the fourth perek Arusa, and the beginning of the fifth perek Keshem Shehamayim. The Zichur Masechta Sota program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Chazakas Torah. So the three topics we're going to focus on: number one, Shmuel says if a person has no other choice, Yisa Adam Duma ba Yisa Bas Duma, a person should sooner marry a woman of ill repute, meaning she's broadly suspected of immoral activities, and not marry the daughter of a woman of ill repute. Shazoba Matipa Kashera Vizoba. Because the mother comes from fit seed, while the daughter possibly comes from unfit seed, meaning the mother, who is suspected of promiscuity, may have conceived from a mumzer or a Gentile, rendering the child unfit for marriage. Rabbi Yochanan says the reverse, Yisa Adam Bas Duma Ba Yisa Duma. A person should sooner marry the daughter of a woman of ill repute and not marry a woman of ill repute. Shezo Omeres Becheskos Kashus, Vezo Eino Omeres Becheskos Kashus. Because the daughter stands with the presumption of fitness, meaning she is not herself suspected of adultery, and the mother does not stand with the presumption of fitness, meaning she is suspected of adultery and may become forbidden to her husband without his knowledge. The halacha accords with Rabbi Yochanan based on a braisa. Isha mezana b'neha kasherin. A woman who is mezana, meaning she has illicit relations, her children are nonetheless fit for marriage to regular Jews, because ro be'ilos achar habal, most relations are with the husband, so the children are presumed to be his. Point number two, as Tana writes, when the pasuk says, Asher tista isha tachas isha, when a woman shall stray while under a husband, the juxtaposition teaches to compare a man to a woman and a woman to a man in the laws of Sota. Just as if he, the husband, is blind, he would not cause her to drink, because the pasuk describes her activities as hidden from her husband's eyes, implying sight. So too, if she is blind, she does not drink. Just as if she is lame or missing hands, she would not drink, because the sota is described as standing before Hashem and waving the mincha on her palms. So too, if he is lame or missing hands, he does not cause her to drink. Just as if she is mute, she does not drink, because she must answer amen to the oaths. So too, if he is mute, he does not cause her to drink. And point number three, in the first mission of the fifth parak, Rabbi Kiva says, Kishem she'asur labal, kach asur laboel. Just as she is prohibited to the husband, so too she is prohibited to the adulterer through the adultery, even after her husband's death or divorce. He darshens it from the extra vav in v'nitma'a. Rebbe offers a different source. Twice in the portion it said, Nitma'a v'nitma'a. She is defiled, she is defiled. Echad labal v'echad laboa. One teaching, she's prohibited to the husband, and one teaching, she's prohibited to the adulterer. The Mishnah continues with several other drushes, which were made on the day Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah was installed as Nasi. So once again, the three points are: number one, Shmuel says, if a person has no other choice, Yisa Adam Duma Val Yisa Bas Duma, a person should sooner marry a woman of ill repute, meaning she is broadly suspected of immoral activities, and not marry the daughter of a woman of ill repute. Shezoba Matipa Kasheva Zoba Matipa Pasua, because the mother comes from fit seed, while the daughter possibly comes from unfit seed, since the mother, who is suspected of a promiscuity, may have conceived from a mumzer or a Gentile, rendering the child unfit for marriage. Rabbi Yochanan says the reverse, Yisa Adam Bas Duma Ba Yisa Duma. A person should sooner marry the daughter of a woman of ill repute and not marry a woman of ill repute. Shezo Omeres Becheskos Kashus, Vezo Eino Omeres Becheskos Kashus. Because the daughter stands with the presumption of fitness, meaning she is not herself suspected of adultery, and the mother does not stand with the presumption of fitness, meaning she is suspected of adultery and may become forbidden to her husband without his knowledge. The halacha accords with Rabbi Yochanan based on a braisa. Isha mezana b'neha kasherin. A woman who is mezana, meaning she has illicit relations, her children are nonetheless fit for marriage to regular Jews, because ro be'ilos achar habal, most relations are with the husband, so the children are presumed to be his. Point number two, as Tana writes, when the pasuk says, Asher tista isha tachas isha, when a woman shall stray while under a husband, the juxtaposition teaches to compare a man to a woman and a woman to a man in the laws of Sota. Just as if he, the husband, is blind, he would not cause her to drink, because the pasuk describes her activities as hidden from her husband's eyes, implying sight. So too, if she is blind, she does not drink. Just as if she is lame or missing hands, she would not drink, because the sota is described as standing before Hashem and waving the mincha on her palms. So too, if he is lame or missing hands, he does not cause her to drink. Just as if she is mute, she does not drink, because she must answer amen to the oaths. So too, if he is mute, he does not cause her to drink. And point number three, in the first mission of the fifth parak, Rabbi Kiva says, Kishem she'asur lebal, kach asur leboel. Just as she is prohibited to the husband, so too she is prohibited to the adulterer through the adultery, even after her husband's death or divorce. He darshens it from the extra vav in v'nitma'a. Rebbe offers a different source. Twice in the portion it said, nitma'a v'nitma'a. She is defiled, she is defiled. Echad lebal v'echad leboel. One teaching, she's prohibited to the husband, and one teaching, she's prohibited to the adulterer. The mission continues with several other drushes, which were made on the day Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah was installed as Nasi. All right, so now it's time to go to our Simmer Daf Chav Zayin, and our standard Simmer is a kazoo, which is a musical toy instrument that children play. They blow into it, and it makes a buzzing sound. So here goes. The red kazoo band playing at the chasna of a man and the daughter of a woman of ill repute, while the blind, crippled, and mute, so to exempt Bobby and Zadie, clapped along, did not cheer up the miserable adulterer who was prohibited to the sota even after her husband's death. Once again, slow motion. The red kazoo band, kazoo, that must be one of Chav Zayin. The red kazoo band playing at the chasna of a man and the daughter of a woman of ill repute, which reminds us, it's a malchokas whether it's better, if one has no choice, to marry a duma, a woman of ill repute, or a bas duma, the daughter of a woman of ill repute. The woman of ill repute comes from a tipa kasher, while the daughter may not, while the daughter has a cheskas kashrus, which the mother does not have. The halacha accords with Rabbi Yochanan, who says it's better to marry the bas duma, based on a brisa. Ish mezana b'nei ha-kasherin. A woman is mezana, has illicit relations. Her children are nonetheless fit for marriage to regular Jews because rov be'ilos achra habal. Most relations are with the husband, so the children are presumed to be his. So, the red kazoo band playing at the chasna of a man and the daughter of a woman of ill repute, while the blind, crippled, and mute so to exempt Bubby and Zadie, clapped along, which reminds us, it was taught in Brisa, when the Pasuk says, Asher tista isha tachas isha, when a woman shall stray while under a husband, the juxtaposition teaches to compare a man to a woman and a woman to a man in the laws of Sota. Therefore, they both cannot be blind, lame, or mute. So the red kazoo band playing at the chasna of a man and the daughter of a woman of ill repute, while the blind, crippled, and mute so to exempt Bubby and Zadie, clapped along, did not cheer up the miserable adulterer who was prohibited to the Sota even after her husband's death, which reminds us, different sources are brought for how we know Kishem she'asur lebal, kach asur leboel. Just as she is prohibited to the husband, so too she's prohibited to the adulterer through the adultery even after her husband's death or divorce. So once again, the red kazoo band playing at the chasna of a man and the daughter of a woman of ill repute, while the blind, crippled, and mute so to exempt Bubby and Zadie, clapped along, did not cheer up the miserable adulterer who was prohibited to the sota even after her husband's death. All right, so now it's time for four blah back chazara. Daf chaf gimel, so the simmer daf chaf gimel is kugelach. So here goes. The children playing with red kugelach, kugelach. That must be more daf chaf gimel. The children playing with red kugelach, who are coughing from all the smoke, come from minchas sotos that need to get burned, which reminds us. The mission list of sotos whose minchas are burned, such as one who says, I'm defiled to you, meaning she's admitting her guilt, one about whom witnesses come and testify that she's defiled, one who says, I will not drink, and one whose husband does not want to give her to drink, and one whose husband had relations with her on the way, invalidating her for the procedure. So the children playing with red kugelach, who are coughing from all the smoke, coming from minchas sotos that need to get burned, as well as from the mincha of a non-kohen is married to a kohen, which was entirely burned on the mizbeach, which reminds us, our brayso explains why the mincha of a non-kohen is married to a kohen is entirely burned. Ein minchasa ne'achel es mifnei she'esh l'chalak ba. Her mincha cannot be eaten because her husband, the kohen, has a share in it since he funds her mincha. Ve'ino o'al kaliyo mifnei she'esh l'chalak ba. And it's not completely offered in the mizbeach, meaning without kamitza as the kohen's mincha is, because she, a non-kohenis, has a share in it since it's her mincha. So the children playing with red kugelach, who are coughing from all the smoke, coming from mincha sotos that need to get burned, as well as from the mincha of a non-kohenis married to a kohen, which was entirely burned on the mizbeach, covered their ears because an arusa and shomer's yavam were wailing after they were told they don't drink and also don't receive their kasuba, which reminds us, the fourth parak begins, Arusa v'shmeres yavam v'shosos, and Arusa and v'shmeres yavam do not drink the sota waters, nor do they receive their kasuba, because the Torah says, Ashetista isha tachas isha, when a woman will stray while under her husband, implying a full marriage status, prat la'arusa v'shmeres yavam, excluding an Arusa and v'shmeres yavam. Daf chaf dalad, so the simmer daf chaf dalad is a pitcher, a kad. So here goes. The group of women ineligible for the fit to be married sota pitcher, that must be more daf chav dalad, kad. Now, a group of women ineligible for the fit to be married sota pitcher, which reminds us, Gemara brings Malchokasim about if certain women are considered fit to be married regarding their eligibility to drink the sota waters. Muberes chavero, manikas chavero, the pregnant former wife of his friend and the nursing former wife of his friend. Ilanis, zakena, usheina rui, leilid. An Ilanis, an old woman, and a woman who cannot give birth. So the group of women ineligible for the fit to be married sota pitcher, who first smirked when the pitchers were knocked over by an arusa and shomer's yavam, arguing over which one of them would be excluded from sota first, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas Rabbi Yosan and Rabbi Yoshio whether a shomer's yavam drinks from the mesota. The Gemara notes they also argue about which case the pasuk is first excluding. Rabbi Yonasan first excludes the shomer's yavam, because regarding an arusa, it's the arusa's own act of kedushin that established the bond, as opposed to the yavam's brother, and they stoned for adultery because of him. Rabbi Yoshia first excludes an arusa because a shomer's yavam can be acquired with any relations, even not for the purpose of marriage, whereas an arusa must be acquired through chuppah. So the group of women ineligible for the fit to be married sota pitcher, who first smirked when the pitchers were knocked over by an arusa and shomer's yavam, arguing over which one of them would be excluded from sota first, got queasy when the arusa was accused of having relations with her arus in her father's house prior to becoming a sota, which reminds us. The Gemara asks why a pasuk is needed to exclude an arus and shomer's yavam from the law of sota, because there's a principle taught by a braisa, the pasuk states, mi boladai isheich, other than your husband, which teaches mishikad meshchivas bal leboel. The sota only applies when the husband's relations with her preceded the adulterer's, v'lo shikad meshchivas boel leboel, and not when the adulterer's relations preceded the husband's. An arus has not yet had relations with her husband, so how could she possibly be a valid sota? Rami Bar Chama answers, kakon shabbat aleha arus b'beis avia, in a case where the arus had relations with her at her father's home, which do not affect nisuan. Daf Chafei, so the simur Daf Chafei is a silver wedding anniversary. So here goes. It was an awkward moment at the red-themed silver anniversary party. Silver anniversary? That must be more Daf Chafei. It was an awkward moment at the red-themed silver anniversary party, when after the husband warned his wife she would lose her ksuba if she was an Oberes Aldas, which reminds us, the Gemara inquires, an Oberes Aldas, a woman who transgresses the code of Jewish conduct, meaning she goes to public places with her hair uncovered, Sricha Yisrael Hapsida Ksuba So Eina Sricha. Does she require a warning to forfeit a ksuba, or did she not require a warning? The Gemara ultimately comes to prove that a warning is required before forfeiting a ksuba for an Oberes Aldas. So it was an awkward moment at the red-themed silver anniversary party, when after the husband warned his wife she would lose her ksuba if she was an Oberes Aldas, and then publicly was Mocho's recent kinui, which reminds us. The Gemara brings up Brisa that proves that a husband may cancel his kinui. Rav Achan and Ravina argued if the husband is only able to cancel the warning before she concludes herself, but not afterwards, when she's already forbidden, or if she can do so even afterwards. So it was an awkward moment at the red-themed silver anniversary party, when after the husband warned his wife that she would lose her ksuba if she was an Oberes Aldas, and then publicly was Mocho's recent kinui, his wife responded indignantly and revealed that she was an Ilanis and ineligible to drink the sota waters anyway, which reminds us that regarding an Ilanis, everyone agrees that she neither drinks nor collects her ksuba, because the pasuk says, "Venikasa venizra azera," then she'll be innocent and bear seed children, teaching that only Misha Darko Hazria, one whose way is to bear seed, is eligible for drinking, Yatzazosh in Darko Hazria, excluding this Ilanis, whose way is not to bear children from birth, as opposed to the elderly woman, or a barren woman who lost the ability to bear children through injury. Dav Chavav, so the Sima Dav Chavav is a military coup. So here goes. The tall, fair-skinned soldiers in red uniforms, soldiers, that must be more on Daf Chavav, military coup. The tall, fair-skinned soldiers in red uniforms, children of an exonerated sota, which reminds us, Rav Akiva says that the pasuk v'nikasa v'nizra zera, she shall be proven innocent and bear seed, teaches that if she was barren, she'll be remembered and bear a child. Rabbi Shmuel objected that if so, all barren women will intentionally make themselves sotas in order to reap the benefits of this bracha, and a modest woman who doesn't engage in immoral behavior will not. Rather, the pasuk teaches more minor blessings, which would not be an incentive to become a sota. She might see yoledes, but sorry, yoledes bereva. That if she formerly gave birth with pain, she'll give birth with ease. Nekevos yoledes zacharim. If she had females, she will bear males. Ksarim yoledes aruchim. If she had short children, she'll bear tall ones. Shachorim yoledes ilavanim. And if she had swarthy children, she'll bear fair ones. So the tall, fair-skinned soldiers in red uniforms, children of an exonerated sota, who were on a mission to find the adulterer their mother had been warned against, which reminds us, Rav Nuna said, regarding an idolater, one can warn his wife not to be secluded with him, and he disqualifies a woman from eating truma if he has relations with her. So the tall, fair-skinned soldiers in red uniforms, children of an exonerated sota, who were on a mission to find the adulterer their mother had been warned against, found him hiding behind her dog, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that the husband cannot warn against one who is not a man. After rejecting the first two interpretations, the Gemara concludes, it means to exclude an animal because there is no harlotry regarding relations with an animal, meaning they're not considered relations despite incurring the death penalty. Our Mishnah is teaching that warning against seclusion with an animal would not render her a sota. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which step do you learn that a case of an arus becoming a sota is where she had relations with the arus in her father's house? That's on daf chavdal. Good. Number 2. Which daf imachos whether it's better to marry if one has no choice, a duma, a woman of ill repute, or her daughter? That's on daf chavzain. Good. Number 3. Which daf you learn an islandess neither drinks nor collects her ksuba? That's on daf Cafe. Good. Number 4. Which of the when a husband cannot make his wife a sota by warning her not to be with an animal? That's on daf Chavav. Good. Number 5. Which daf you have a question? Whether a husband can be mochel as kinui, and if so, can he do so even after she is secluded? That's on daf Chavhe. Good. Number 6. Which daf you have when both the sota and the husband may not be blind, lame, or mute? That's on daf Chavzain. Good. Number 7. Which daf when one can make his wife a sota by warning her not to be with an idolater? That's on daf Chavav. Good. Number 8. Which daf are different sources brought for how we know Keshem Shasur Lebal Kachasur Leboel? Just as she is prohibited to the husband, so too she's prohibited to the adulterer. That's on daf Chavzain. Good. Number 9. Which daf do the Mokos regarding who is first excluded from the pasuk, the Shemer's Yavam or the Arusa? That's on daf Chavdal. Good. Number 10. Which daf you learn an exonerated sota if she had short children, she'll be blessed with tall ones, and if she had swarthy ones, she'll have fair ones. That's on daf Chavav. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldham Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.